Finally, something to get excited about this summer.
Got him! There it is!
The cricket's back on Triple M.
Massive! He's taken the catch of the summer!
The best callers in the business.
It's almost hit the scoreboard!
Calling the game in true Triple M fashion.
Edge! What a catch! Knocked him over!
This is not the cricket your grandpa used to listen to.
Cop that, Poms!
Off your truck!
Please welcome the opener from the Triple M call team.
That's the best of the lot! He'll be delighted!
Mark Tubby Taylor.
Oh, the last time Triple M did cricket, I was glued to it. I couldn't get enough. The names are bigger and better. Our former captain's one of them, Mark Taylor. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. Fantastic. Gee, the lineup's incredible. Sir Ian Botham are part of the lineup. Can I just ask for you blokes that know him and played with him, you don't have to call him Sir Ian, do you, surely?
Gee, I hope not. I've always just called him Beefy. So do I say Sir Beefy? Does that make sense?
Well, maybe Lord Beefy.
Yeah.
Lord Beefy, yeah. Yeah. No, I played against him back in the 80s, Ian Botham, and he actually grabbed me, sat me on an esky and gave me a beer and the first time I met him, and I've always liked him ever since. So I think I'll just be calling him Beefy, I think.
Oh, I think he loves Australia, doesn't he? Loves our red wine, loves our beer. He fits in very, very well. What's it like to play in an Ashes? We know it's the sort of, it's the best it can be in terms of cricket. An Ashes series in Australia, I mean, the competitiveness, the fun, it must just be a great few months.
Oh, no doubt. And it's the pinnacle for both these teams, you know, for an English team or an English player to be picked on a tour to Australia and vice versa. For an Australian to firstly grab your baggy green cap and then go on a tour to England is what you really play for. Certainly in my time before T20s and before the one-day cricket really took off, this was it. This was the pinnacle of the game. So I was delighted during the week to see that Ben Stokes is going to be coming over from an England point of view. Look, I think that England have now got their whole schedule worked out. They've got their quarantining sorted out where they need to go, the schedule sorted out. They've got their best team on the park. So bring it on. I think it's going to be a great series.
You say the best team. You've seen the squad that they've announced. How good is it? Is it very strong?
Oh, I think it's strong. You've only got to look at the last two series. England played India at home and so did we last year. And India, unfortunately, beat us both 2-1. So it suggests to me that both Australia and England are good sides, but can get better because they're not the take at the moment. India beat us both at home. So we've got to get better. But also we had good wins in those series and Australia probably should have won last summer. So we've certainly got the cattle. I expect that we will start favourites, but England are dangerous. They've got players like Ben Stokes. They've got a bowling side that if they get it right, can bowl us out. So, as I said, I think Australia will start favourites, but I think we're in for a very good, hopefully, close-fought series.
Gets underway at the Gabba on Wednesday, the 8th of December, then comes down to Adelaide for the pink ball test, the day-night sort of games that we love, other than our wives, because we get home at midnight instead of about 8 o'clock. Tell us about some of your fondest memories at Adelaide Oval, Tubby.
Oh, well, I've got some great memories of Adelaide Oval. Shield games, obviously test matches. I played my second test there, and I remember I think Dino made 200 and Merv made 70-odd with the bat.
Joking.
I'm sure he'll remind me of that when we commentate together. But, no, great memories of Adelaide. I've always thought that Adelaide's one of the great places to play in the world because it's a beautiful cricket ground. It's great for viewers, and now it's even better than when I played because the stands have gone up threefold.
Yeah. Hey, back, in the 90s, I was just starting to play AFL footy and you'd go out to the pubs at night. And I was amazed. It was just fun that the test cricketers would be out drinking booze till midnight during the test. What an era to play cricket. As long as you played well, get out and have a bit of fun, at the pubs at night. And if you got to the field and you did your job the next day, no one sort of cared.
That's about right. And there wasn't these phones with cameras in
no,
and that sort of stuff
no,
either.
No.
And people weren't blasting you on social media for having a few too many beers. Yeah, look, I think those phones came in around about the late 90s, around about the time that I gave it away. Thank God.
Now, just before you leave us, we've spoken to Greg Blewett, who works with us here at Triple M, and Roo and Loz. I've always wondered, in the heat of battle in a test match, you see at the end of an over, the two batsmen come together mid-pitch and you think, gee, they must be talking tactics or you know, oh, they're bringing on the lead now. You want to watch his, you know, flipper or whatever. They, you know, you think, what are they talking about? Tubby, can I just pass on to you that Bluey has said he wants us to ask you about the day you and he shared a partnership at Edgbaston and how all you did was complain about all the unplayable deliveries that you were getting and all the shit ones that he was getting.
Exactly right.
Is that true?
I always thought that was the case. that is very true. I always got the good deliveries. And that would have been Bluey telling me, look, you stay up that end because that's where the good quick's bowling. I'll stay down here and face the medium pace. Right. That's what Bluey used to say.
Listen, we're so much looking forward to this. As I said, the last time Triple M did cricket, it was different. We'd never heard anything like it before. The lineup's amazing. And Tubby Taylor, we're looking forward to hearing you throughout the summer on Triple M.
Thanks very much. Very much looking forward to it.
Good on you. There he is, Mark Taylor.